friends live from Flock Hill, Naharan in Derry. I go back 21 years to somebody who was still going strong, by the way, but who was totally responsible for the opening of the museum, the Tower Museum in Derry. Paddy Doherty. Of course, very few people knew you or still know you as Paddy Doherty. They referred to you as Paddy Boxhide. How are you, Paddy?
I'm grand. And yourself?
I am terrific.
Aye.
Okay. A lot has happened in the last 21 years.
Yes.
The story that you were carrying at that point, and a lot of people thought that indeed you were very brave, if not half mad, to be saying the kind of things you were saying, but it turned out to be okay.
Yeah, yeah. You have to take chances when you want to bring about change, you know, and you have to astound people, and you have to excite people, you know, and then they begin to catch on and become part of it themselves, you know. They need the ideas, they need the enthusiasm, and they need woken out of it any kind of lethargy that might be there, you know. I never was caught with lethargy. I was always on the move to bring about change, you know. And the city now is famous all over the world.
Isn't you know, it?
Absolutely.
And it's got to be something great for you to see that the prophecy at that time, and as I say, you never said anything without putting a truth in it.
That's right.
But you were.
That's right. Well, I'm a simple-minded man. And when I have a problem, I have to solve it. I don't walk away from it. And whenever I had a problem here, various things that happened, I didn't walk away. I always found a way around it. You know, and we are now, I think, we have turned the clock back. I think we have, without making a point about it really, that the people who normally have held us in some kind of control are gone. No more control on us. Our people have been freed. And you're just listening to the music tonight of a people who have seized the future for themselves. And we don't need to fight anymore about it. We just have to deal with each other, you know. But that's difficult. But
you were saying that when indeed the nationalists in the north of Ireland were relatively quiet, but you, as with John Hume, you were speaking the dialogue, and you were saying what needed to be said at the time.
Yeah, I was no fire and sword man. When the crisis hit us, and when the police decided to take us, and the only people that were fighting was a few houses or a few hundred houses in the Bogside, but we defeated the police, and I showed everybody that you can do it. You can do it. You know. And I went and talked to the army. They didn't want to back the police, you know.
I think one of the reasons that you had credibility back then and have maintained all these years is you were always anti-violence, anti any type of violence.
I was always, yes. The only real time when violence became necessary when the police attacked the Bogside, and we defeated the police, and that ended as far as we were concerned, and the police were withdrawn, and then the thing began to change. Things are changing. Look at this tonight: hundreds and hundreds of people in the Bogside from all parts of the country, singing, dancing, reading poetry, and my heart leaps within me.
Paddy, can I ask you about your reflections of Bloody Sunday?
I was in the West Indies working when Bloody Sunday happened. And a terrible tragedy. And I believe that we at the time and our leaders at that time were not conscious enough of how the army could treat people. I was conscious of it. I had seen the army and had seen them operate. And somehow or another, I felt at the time I was working in the West Indies whenever it happened, and I dropped everything out, my tools, and I just moved back to Ireland. And I wept at what had happened, because I had taken them past that. We didn't have to shoot soldiers or shoot British policemen or anything else. You just had to you have to think when you're leading people. And I left it in such a way that the police had no real strength in the area. They had been defeated. The army itself had been on the alert, and unfortunately they got a guy who wanted to teach us a lesson, and we lost a lot of people. Bloody Sunday should not have happened. Shouldn't have happened. You know, and there was so much at stake at the time. But it's not with us anymore. And there's a new way of looking at the world. And these people now, look at them. Every age from 3 years old to 60, 70 years old. Thinking differently, working differently, thinking about their culture, thinking about trying to create jobs, trying to build houses, all the things that bring a community together. We're beginning to do it now. And I honestly believe that we have now moved away from the violence which has happened in the past. And who knows, it may break out again. But I feel that our people have learned a lesson. Their whole way is a choking a dog, you know.
Paddy Doherty, a gentleman and somebody who rightfully takes his place in Irish history, and delighted to meet you again after 21 years.
Thank you.
Paddy Bogside, Paddy Doherty.
Thank you.